game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It is March 22nd, 2016. It is the semifinals of the regular. Oh my God. It's the semifinals of the head to head playoffs and standard leagues. That's what I was going for, Slim.
All right. Couple of identifiers there.
You know, Slim, maybe I'm a little nervous because apparently our last show wasn't very good.
Aww. I didn't try hard enough. My bad.
You know what I have to say to commenters that that didn't think the last show was good?
Stop whining.
It's not a tumor.
You bitch.
Yep.
I was like, come on, it's the morning.
Well, what do you expect?
And I was like, come on, you still love the show.
Come on, don't bullshit me.
Yeah, they're still listening.
Yeah, and just
giving us a little motivation, that's all.
Yeah, and when we get into a rut, we just bring back the old stuff. And you want to know who else is playing really good again? Porzingis. Yeah, let's start the show hot today, Slim. Drop that hot beat. Yeah, that's how to start off a show, isn't it?
All right, just going to get a nice little Skiles in there and got every base covered.
Yeah, I'm doing what every TV show does when it's in a rut. They just bring back what worked before, bring back all the guests that were good, and then make it happen again, right?
Okay. I think Nick is probably busy this early in the morning, but okay.
Oh my God, March Madness brackets, I'm never doing them again.
I think I've got it down. I think I've got it down to a science. Just pick ACC teams
pick
and you win.
ACC teams. And did you see my comment? It's just proof that if you don't take the bracket serious, you could win it.
Yeah, I didn't pick what I thought would happen. I picked what I wanted to happen.
And you're killing it.
I know. It's a really good bracket. 55 points is a lot.
Oh, my God. And then my big call was University of Northern Iowa going to the Elite Eight. And it looked like the Sweet 16 was easy. And then historic collapse.
Yeah, it's been an amazing weekend of basketball.
Yeah, and I was part of it. I went to the Virginia Butler and then Chapel Hill Providence games. Butler hung tough with Virginia there.
I mean, just to bring it back to a little bit of NBA, how did that Providence point guard look?
What's his name?
He didn't. Oh man, they're talking about him as a top five pick.
Really? Their point. This shows how much I'm plugged into NBA draft prospects because they're.
Oh yeah, we do all ours for that one post. All our. Oh boy, I shouldn't be typing and speaking at the same time. Chris Dunn, that's his name. Providence junior point guard.
Oh, he scored some points, but that he wasn't even their best player on the floor that game. They had some power forward stretch center kind of guy that was much better. Number zero. I have no idea what his name was. But yeah, I knew Dunn scored a lot of points.
Yeah, Draft Express is calling him the number five prospect.
Well, he...
2.5 steals per game this year.
Wow. He didn't impress me that much. But what do I know? I think that that Virginia guard, Brogdon, who's a senior and isn't projected to be much more than a second rounder. I mean, that's the thing with college. You know, if you're good in college and stay till you're a junior or senior, you're apparently not good for an NBA draft prospect.
Yeah, except then you have Draymond and now Josh Richardson and Middleton. And it's not like those second rounders don't work out.
Yeah, that's true.
You're older, so.
And you still hate Bryce Johnson, but man, he looks awesome.
He's okay. I just think he's got to develop quite a bit before he's NBA ready.
Well, he's developed a lot through college, so Maybe it,
yeah, he's an older guy too. He's what, 22 now?
Oh, look at you. You're turning into an ageist NBA scout. Come on. What do we just talk about? Come on, he's got experience. Draft him number one overall. Screw this Ben Simmons kid. He's overrated.
I know, he's not even good enough to make the tournament.
On today's show, we're going to recap news and notes from the last two nights of, or from the last weekend of action here. Man, it's been a while since we've done a show. Then we're going to do a little Can We Make Slim Look Stupid? And then preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks.
Y'all ready for this?
So Slim, are you ready for a little smack talk?
Oh, man. Oh. I had to go into Monday with losing both.
Right. Yeah. Good start for me. And I was in four RCLs. How did you do in your RCL playoff so far?
I was just in the one RCL playoff, and I play you.
Yeah, I was in four playoffs, had one bye week, narrowly won one, narrowly lost one, and the league where I took your brother down.
Yeah, he said that probably cost you.
I overstreamed, and I don't think the dude I played had like 800 points and like 80 threes, and I don't even know if it would have made a difference, but I got slaughtered in that playoff matchup. But yeah, in REO and the RCL JB versus Slim, playing you in the semis.
Yeah, I'll take a split. I'd be really happy with a split.
I'd be fine with a split, too, if the REL's the one I win.
Yeah, I know. You saw what I wrote in that post. I do not want to hear about that for a year.
Oh, you know, I finished better than you in it last year, and you heard about it a lot.
Yeah. Well, at least you had the better record. Oh, no.
Oh, boo. Who cares about regular season record? No one cares about the regular season. That's like saying, oh, look at Arkansas Little Rock. They won 30 games. They had a better regular season. No one said that.
Look at Golden State. Nobody ever talks about them.
Oh, well, that's different.
It's different. Yeah, I imagine SportsCenter is just Golden State all day, every day, night now.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be fun. And did you see that in Friends and Family, second seed heading into the playoffs, got a bye?
Yeah. I picked up Josh Richardson there the other day.
I saw that. Well, no, I texted you that I wanted to pick him up. And then you were like, oh, he only has three games in the first week of the playoffs. And then we realized we had a bye, so you did it anyway. So.
Yep. So. Yeah, I think Josh Richardson might be winning some people some leagues right now.
Yeah, he's real. You want to know who's not winning people some leagues right now? It's Anthony Davis.
Oh,
boo!
Fall so far next year.
Is he going to be a top 10 player for you next year?
It's tough. Somebody else is going to have him. I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
So however far it has to be so that I don't draft him, that's where he's going to be.
I guess I should preface that a little bit more if somehow you didn't hear this already. But he's going to be shut down the rest of the season. He's going to have knee and shoulder surgery. Apparently he's had a torn labrum for like 3 years.
Yeah. Apparently people play through that regularly, though.
Yeah, well.
I mean, there's levels of torn, so.
Yeah, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist wasn't able to.
I think Tony Douglas just said that he played in New York with a torn labrum. I don't think it's that uncommon.
Yeah. Well, if it's not that uncommon, he gets both of these healthy. Chances he can stay healthy all year next year?
There's 5 months. I think that's what they're saying. 5 months down. Will that make him healthier? I'm going no.
Well, I mean, I don't think that that's like an automatic, easy answer. A lot of times people have surgery and then come back healthy. How about Ricky Rubio this year? He's been healthy all year.
Sure. How about Durant and what the doctors did to the screw in his foot? It's just you can't tell. It's so hard to tell.
That's true. But then again, that was like right before the year. He may have rushed and came back too quick. And now he's been really healthy this year again. I'm just saying there's an argument for both sides.
He was missing games every couple of weeks.
True, but maybe these surgeries, you know, he's more machine now than man.
We'll try a little over-under. Over-under 65 games next year.
So that would
write this down somewhere so I remember.
65, but. So that would be missing 17 games.
Yep, it's about a month off.
I'd probably take the over.
Okay.
Yeah, if you had said 70, I don't know if I could have done that.
All right. Got to look to see if he's ever even played 65 games in a year.
And, I mean, a lot of this, you know, you can't...
pretty much his average. 64, 67, 68, 61 are his games played the past four.
Yeah. And, I mean, you can't lock in what I'm thinking now from 5 months from now. If he's still, like, barely running and it's, you know, we're getting close to... you know, off-season camp and all that stuff, then I'm going to start saying, okay, the under. They're going to rest them every back-to-back. And I don't know. If the Pelicans don't do some drastic things, I'm not going to rank Brow at all very well because they'll just shove him down next year too.
Right. I mean, I hope they prioritize, you know, a doctor staff in the draft.
I did put that in the article. I said,
unless
they bring back a lot of new people and fire the entire medical staff, I will not draft Brow.
You know, just in the numbers for Brow, you know, he started taking threes this year, almost two per game, which, you know, dropped his field goal percent by four, so he's down to 49%. But the blocks fell by almost a full block per game, down to two per game. I think there's some significant drop-off here.
Yeah, I mean, how hesitant is he going to play now that he's all stitched together?
He should be more conservative to try to stay out there longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's an argument for that. But then again, two blocks and getting threes and all the scoring
he does.
Still...
It's not, like, bad. It's still first-rounder for sure.
Yeah.
It's just it wasn't like he did last year. It was just absurd. And, you know, when you look at, like, Ibaka's career path with his blocks... this is pretty much when it started going downhill after about 4 years.
I think that's how
most players are, though.
It was a little longer for Ibaka. I mean, he's been... this is what, it's like eighth season? Brown's been in the league how many years? Three or four?
Four.
I think he's still got...
this is Ibaka's seventh. And then he was at 3.7 after 3 years, 3 after 4 years, 2.7 after 5, 2.4 after 6, 1.9 this year. It's when it starts going down.
Yeah. Well, I was going to bring up Ibaka today. How far has he dropped? Like, where do you think he's going to go next year in drafts?
Man, he has plummeted.
I know, and he's been awful down the stretch here.
Yeah, he's going to be behind some of these rookies.
Well, definitely behind, you know, definitely behind.
Poison Goose.
Dun, dun, dun. Poison Goose.
Poison Goose.
I would take him over Ibaka, and you know what? I'm probably going to take, who's that rookie of the year guy? I can't remember his name. I hear he's pretty good.
Cat?
Yeah, I'd probably take him over Brow next year.
You're going to take Cat and Porzingis over Brow?
No, Cat over Brow, Porzingis over Ibaka.
Definitely agree both are over Ibaka and probably by a good margin.
I mean, Cat's putting up first-round numbers this year.
Cat versus Brow. Man, that's close. I'll have to look into it some more, and a lot's going to depend on his offseason. But in my way too early ranks, which, man, I got to get cracking on pretty soon here. Yeah.
Cat's the first-rounder, man.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to, yeah.
Probably after the point guard, just because they're point guards.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be... Whew, I hope he doesn't have a sophomore slump.
No, I think it's going to be even better.
Yeah.
Maybe the field goal percent comes down a little bit, but, you know, the threes are probably going to go up.
Yeah.
The defense stats will go up when the minutes start climbing again. Yeah, it's going to be scary next year. He could flirt with top three value next year.
Yeah, there's definitely a chance. Returning to the court last night, Pau Gasol, and looking good too. 14-14 with 3 assists, 3 blocks, 4-10 from the field, 6-8 free throws. There was some real concern there because I think the Bulls are just, oh my god, they seem to do this a lot recently. He's like, oh, my knee's messed up. I'm not going to be 100% for the rest of the season probably. And then the next day he's back on the court. The same thing with Taj Gibson. I heard a pop in my hamstring, but you know what? I'm going to play in a back-to-back. Who cares?
Oh, it's Sacramento. They saw some easy stats.
Well, wouldn't that be another reason to sit them?
Well, they need to win. I mean, they're like a 500 team right now. 36 and 33. Hey, they need wins any way they can get it. They can't afford to bench people.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I forgot that they had been such a rough record this year due to all the
injuries. Or Bobby Portis. Back to the bench.
Yeah, I have Portis in a couple leagues. I thought that was going to be a good matchup even with Powell back against the Kings. He still did okay, didn't he?
Yeah, it looks like they more or less went small.
Yeah, 15 minutes, only 6-6. I saw he was playing early in the game, but then I guess they kind of leaned off him in the second half.
Yeah. It's kind of a big rotation right now. They're running 10 men.
Yeah, that's no fun.
No, it's no Heat. Heat are running like 7 right now.
Yeah. Where's Thibodeau when you need him, right?
Yeah, Brooks doesn't need to play. I still need Justin Holiday so he can play.
So we mentioned him in the open. He could do it with me. 3, 2, 1, Skiles! So you didn't know where I was going there.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I know. I didn't really do that well. But Oladipo, playing really well lately. Had that monster game over the weekend. Had a rainbow line, 43 points. He's playing some crazy ball right now, but he's still only... You know, because of all the benchings and, you know, Skiles being Skiles, it's still only coming in the 40s where I had him pre-ranked, even though he looks really good. Is there any chance that you'll feel comfortable ranking him, you know, 20 to 30 next year?
That might be a slightly high. No, that's a little high for me. I mean, I do like the progression, you know, the assists stayed, but the turnovers have fallen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little annoyed the free throw volume hasn't climbed, which mm-hmm. kind of tells me there's a few too many jump shots being taken right now. You know, 3-point percent has climbed all 3 years. Yeah, that's probably a little bit tough. Maybe mid-30s, mid to late 30s.
That sounds about right.
About where we had Rudy Gay last year. I think I said that yesterday or Thursday.
Yeah.
Maybe I said that about somebody else. I don't know. That wing in the 30 range... That's kind of as far as I can go with these guys. Because you're taking your point guard and your big in the first two. It's just kind of accepted, I think.
Frickin' Skiles. 36 minutes a game last year. He's at 32-48 this year. So he's lost 3 minutes a game. If those 3 minutes were there, his numbers
would
be...
Part of that was the concussion. Yeah, December he had 27 minutes per game.
Yeah, I mean... Put him on.
I should messed him up pretty good for a minute. I think that's probably part of it.
Put him on the Pistons, and he would have been playing 40 minutes a night anyway.
Yes, I absolutely agree. He's been hot in March. Ooh, 54%.
Yeah. He's been unstoppable lately. So, did you see what the Hornets did to the Spurs last night?
If it was at the Spurs, they lost.
Nah, it was at home. The Hornets scored 7 points in the first quarter, but then down 23, came back and beat the Spurs.
All right.
The 23-point lead, biggest blown lead in the Tim Duncan era, so since 97-98. And they're 22-0 in team history when leading after 20 in the first quarter. I mean, there was a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah, I bet most people have that kind of record when leading by 20 after the first quarter.
Yeah, that's true. But Jeremy Lin, he scored 15 in the fourth quarter. He scored 29 points. He had a big game. It's really not too much actionable by that, but it was a pretty – it was a Texas A&M-esque collapse.
Oh, no. I'm already ready to forget about that.
Come on, Northern Iowa. You were my team.
That was a pretty good game for Courtney Lee. Probably his best with Charlotte so far.
Yeah. So, interesting there. Yeah, Courtney Lee, you picking him up in 12ers?
I got to look at the schedule. Everything's about schedule right now.
Yeah, you know.
He plays tonight. So, after tonight, it depends on when he plays.
Yeah, it's all about schedule right now.
And you have an open spot in your roster. But yeah, it's a nice little, if you can get him on a back-to-back like I did today and yesterday, then yeah, he's pretty decent, especially since he doesn't really hurt you anywhere. 2 good percents, low turnovers, so it's kind of just like extra stats you get.
Mota Yunus has started the last two games for the Rockets, 17-9-1 with a steal and two blocks last Friday, then 13-6-1 on Saturday at the Hawks. What do you make of Demo?
It's been pretty good. I mean, the back hasn't flared up is definitely a good thing. I can't find this game. There you go. Atlanta.
Yep, they lost by 12, but, you know, 21 minutes, fairly usable minutes there.
Yeah, not much you can do in a 12-er with those kind of minutes. And you got to assume he isn't going to help your free throws. Yeah, no, there's not really much actionable here. Those first blocks of the year? No, he had a couple blocks earlier. No. And he had 7 minutes 3 games ago.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're gonna play Beasley just for the scoring. I don't really see 30 minutes happening. And they play the same position. They can't play together. I don't see that happening.
Well, Demo could switch to backup center.
Yeah, they're not gonna do that though. They'll play Capella first.
Yeah, Capella's not playing a ton of minutes right now, and he cannot hit a free throw to save his freaking life,
no.
Which is killing my REL team. Ugh.
Yeah, he really, that's going to be, if he doesn't make that better next year, he's going to be well off our draft boards.
Yeah, he really needs to improve there. Beasley's last game, the emptiest 30-9 game you'll ever have, 30 points, 9 rebounds, no assists, no steals, no blocks. No threes and five.
No threes, nice.
And five
in the McDermott line.
Yeah, and five turnovers.
Yeah, that's. I hope you needed points and nothing else.
So how crazy has the Germinator been lately? Oh my God, Dirk Nowitzki is looking insane.
I mean, I've been watching too many of these games, these Dallas games, but he should be getting MVP chance nightly.
I know. I saw that text, and I was like, eh. But man, that last game. 16 for 26, 3 threes, 40 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. I got him as a rental in REL, and that was on Sunday night, and I was already cruising in my matchup. And I was like, no! Save it for Slim! What are you doing? I was just like,
stop it!
Yeah, this is, he's, several of his stats are like approaching his career highs. 1.7 threes are right there.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's still getting the 0.8 blocks. Those have been down the past 6 years. Yeah, it's a resurgence.
That's amazing from Arnold is really not amazing. It's hard to hear what he's saying.
I don't think that's the program you're using. I think that's just Arnold.
Yeah, it probably is Arnold. You know what?
Well, you must be very proud of yourself.
Well, you know, I tap myself on the back from time to time.
Get your mother, please.
What'd you say about my mother?
Let me talk to your mother.
All right, just a second. Let me go get her. Mom! No, okay.
Oh, good times.
There's one of those laughs where he has a straight face right after it. That probably doesn't work. All right. I didn't think it was that funny, but all right.
So shut up!
Oh, fine, I'm done. I'm going away. I'm leaving.
Fuck you, asshole.
There we go. There's the NF. I got not NSFW.
You son of a bitch.
You kiss your mother with that mouth?
Stop it!
No, you stop.
Stop whining.
I just dropped an F-bomb that I'm not going to bleep out because I'm lazy. All right. So your boyfriend, Josh Richardson, playing amazing lately.
So I hear. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to hate this comparison, but just when you look at the stats... And I'm going to say mini, so get that part out of the way.
Uh-oh.
It's a mini Kawhi.
You lie!
Man, with those steals and blocks, the only thing coming up a little short is the rebounds, but everything else is right there with Kawhi.
Put a sock in it!
Well, as a freshman, or rookie, whatever they are.
Yeah.
That's the best you got? Yeah.
Damn it. This is a lot harder to try to navigate this board in a conversation.
Yeah, you gotta leave the 1 second of dead air. Just keep cutting that out and it'll probably flow really.
Oh, yeah. I don't have time to do that. Come on. No, I like Josh Richardson, too. I think we mentioned him in the beginning of the show that we picked him up in Friends and Family. He's awesome. I mean, I've talked about him in a couple comments. Playing tonight at the Pelicans.
I got eight straight games where he shot 50% or better from threes.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
The free throw percent is completely out of whack with what you would expect. So I'm assuming that's going to get better.
I mentioned him.
Stealing a half a game, a block a game, two threes, completely reasonable expectations.
Yeah. I mentioned him earlier in the show as someone that stayed healthy, but did you see how good Rubio's been?
No. I usually just look at Cat's line when I see those games.
20 points, 4 rebounds, 11 assists, 4 steals, 1 block last night. He's got a double-double in 4 of the last 5. Now, the turnovers, 11 turnovers the last 2 games, those haven't been good, but previously, the turnovers weren't too bad. He actually has double-doubles in through 6 of the last 8.
All right. Looks like he's finally finding his niche. And that post-All-Star break shooting, 42%.
Yeah, which is better than his career average of 36%.
Yeah, 38 from threes over past the All-Star break. 1.2 per game. Yeah, this is steals are down a little bit, but that's fine. Wow, 5 free throws attempted per game.
Yeah,
this is really good. This is the Rubio we always wanted.
Yeah. So you know what? I'm gonna take Ricky Rubio no halftime. How's that sound?
That's pretty good.
And you want to know who he plays tomorrow?
I do.
Our favorite matchup.
I have to look it up. It's not Philadelphia.
He's playing
Sacramento. There you go.
Kings.
Philly or Sacramento? One of the two.
Yeah, that's. Oh my God! I've been ragging on the Kings for almost the whole season now. Who do you think's a good no halftime point guard to take him against?
That's pretty high in there.
I'll take him over Reggie Jackson. Do you think someone will take that?
Possibly. Reggie had quite a dud yesterday. Mm. Not sure what that's about.
You know what? I'm feeling bold. I'm going to take him over Kyrie Irving. He's going to play tomorrow against the Bucks. Now, there's a chance that they bench him against the Bucks, but this is why no halftime's awesome. If they bench him, that'll just void the contract.
All right. Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. All right.
I'm worried about the Cleveland benchings, but that's not an issue, then sure. Yeah, that's a pretty fair matchup, I think.
Yep. So I'm inviting the Razzball League. I am taking Ricky Rubio tomorrow for $5. I'll be taking him over Kyrie Irving. Download the No Halftime app now. Join the Razzball League. It's super easy to set up. And when you download the app now, put in promo code Razz, R-A-Z-Z, all caps, and get $10 free. Slim, what are you going to do with $10 free today?
I'm going to Disneyland. A little early in the postseason for that, I guess.
Yeah. Well, at least it's warming up now. When they win the Super Bowl, it's like February. It's going to be freezing.
Yeah.
You can play for as little as $0. It's as little as it gets. Or you can play for as much as over $100. It's up to you. You can get your $10 free, play a couple free contests, get your feet wet, and then be ready to play for some real money. All major sports are on there. We're excited to be a partner with them for baseball when that starts up in a couple weeks here. No halftime where the fantasy sports season never takes a break. Slim, so the Grizzlies have they had 2 games to start the week, and they only have 1 game the rest of the week. In my RCLs, I'm dropping all my Grizzlies.
Yeah, I guess you kind of have to. I mean, is it a Friday game? Then the only game they have left?
I think it's against the Spurs. I remember that. So it's not a great matchup. Not
even a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess yeah. And then Monday they play again, and that's another San Antonio game.
Wow. I mean, I at this point in the semis, and none of the Grizzlies are that good. Like, are you really going to miss Zach Randolph, who might get a DNP, by the time they play? I don't know. But yeah, it is on Friday against the Spurs, so a heavy schedule night. And I mean, by the time next week rolls around, you might not even have Zebo.
Oh, wow, that's surprising. They had Lance Stevenson come off the bench.
Yeah, I saw that.
I had to play a point guard the other day instead of McCallum.
You didn't do your Yiddish phlegm.
That's the other one.
Oh, okay. So when it's McCallum, there's no Yiddish phlegm, but when it's McCallum, it does.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but I gave myself a little bit of a pause to make sure the phlegm stays down. the only Grizzly I have any piece of is in an RCL type setting is Tony Allen. So yeah, play him tonight. Move on. Barnes is a tough drop.
Come on, with one game, I mean he's not.
I know. No, it's if he ain't gonna help you, then he's got to go. So yeah, absolutely. But I'm just saying it's tough.
Yeah, I mean I love Jamichael Green, but he had kind of a dud last night, and he's off the bench now. I mean, the only one that I think gives you pause is Randolph, because he's been playing well. He's had that triple-double last week.
Yeah, I saw what you said. He's the best 1-5 on the team.
Yeah. Best point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, and center on the team right now.
Looks like I should have picked up Jordan Farmar in the REL.
Yeah.
No, I didn't have.
I mean, he had what did Farmar do last night again?
22 points of some Thragnoff.
Wow, 22
or 22
points.
Minutes, sorry.
I was about to say, I was like, I know he played, but... Yeah,
12-3-1 with a steal and 2 threes.
Yeah, that's pretty...
Needs more minutes to be useful for us.
It's pretty blah. All right, Slim, I need some theme show music. If you don't have any ready, you gotta sing.
You got to. All right, hands 1 second. Draw me a piece of... I don't even know what that is.
What was that?
Duri Mafiso, I don't know the order of that.
What is that from?
It's the singers do to get their vocal cords stretched out.
Oh, okay. I thought that was like a theme show, game show theme show song that I had no idea what it was.
I mean, it sounds about as right as good as I can do, but no, it's all right. I got something for you.
All right.
No, it's the same. Do do do.
All right, here we go.
Dog always looked at me so weird when I do that.
All right, so player A and player B, last 30 days average, okay?
Okay.
They are both ranked right next to each other in Yahoo ranks.
For average.
For average stats in last 30 days. And both of them have played the whole time. It's not like two games. So.
Okay. That's good.
All right. Player A, 20.8 points.
Wow. Okay. High end.
3.1 boards.
Never mind.
7.1 assists.
Wow.
1.2 steals. 0.3 blocks. With 1.7 threes.
Okay. I've got a feeling this might be... good old Darren Williams coming through.
No, not Darren Williams.
I know he's had a bit of a resurgence.
Darren Williams is ranked 14 spots lower. Okay. 30 days. Player B, 18.1 points. So roughly 2.5 points less.
Okay.
3 rebounds, the exact same. 2.6 assists. So that's a big hit. 4.5 assists different there.
Big difference.
1.3 steals, the same. 0.3 blocks the same. Now, did I read player A's turnovers?
No.
3.9.
Ow.
Player B's is 1.9.
Okay.
And player A
exists.
Player A is shooting 44.8%, while player B is shooting 49.5%, and player B is also hitting 2.4 threes a game. So 0.7 more threes at 5 points higher shooting.
Yeah, so it's field goal percent and an extra three versus those big time assists. Well, and turnovers versus those assists.
Yeah, the turnovers. 4 turnovers a game is not something you can ignore.
That's obsessive. Excessive. Some big word with more than one
sort of. Some sort of obsessive.
Oh, let's see. I'm pretty sure it's not Mike Conley.
No, it's not.
Something tells me it's not him.
No, both guys have been healthy past 30 days, so.
That's good. I mean, the first one sounds a bit like Oh, that Boston point guard, Isaiah Thomas.
No, no, not Isaiah Thomas. I don't think he's turning it over quite that crazy.
Oh, okay.
But the rest is similar. I think Isaiah Thomas is ranked. He's not on this page of ranks.
Oh, wow.
Well, I think he's higher.
Yeah, it's not Dragic. I know he's been doing well, but he doesn't hit that many threes.
No, no.
It's been hot, though. He's been giving us finally what we've been asking for. Huh. I don't think either one of them are Lakers. They've been terrible.
No, no, not there. All right, do you need some hints?
There's no way it's Lance Stevenson, because you wouldn't...
No, and his he hasn't been this good for 30 days. It's only been a couple weeks.
You know that second player with the low assists? Could that be Zach LaVine?
Oh, wow! That's really impressive. Wow! Very impressive.
Sweet.
Yeah. So Zach LaVine, all right, I'll go ahead and give you, he's ranked 53 in the last 30 days in average.
I believe it. He's going to be way up there in the rankings next year.
Okay. I mean, I think so too, but it's just, it's interesting that he's right next to this other player.
All right. Let's see, that's a lot of threes. I know Tony Parker had that big game the other day, but he doesn't shoot threes like
no,
that.
No, and he's not scoring 20.8 points either.
Obviously, there's only two people in Golden State that do anything.
Yeah, it's not them.
Oh, wait a minute. Four turnovers. That's got to be Moutier.
No. I don't think his points and assists are that high either.
That's probably true. Okay.
Yeah. All right, it's on a team with a bad medical staff.
Oh no, it's really Drew.
Yeah, Drew Holiday.
All right, yeah, I'm not okay. Yeah, I believe that. That's about what I would. Well, the turnovers are high, but he was a big turnover guy with Philly. So yeah. You know, when you have nobody around that can catch the ball, I guess that happens.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting because we talked about Drew and how we were feeling more confident with him. Where do we say we would maybe rank him 40-ish? A show or two ago?
I think we probably said that's pushing it just because of the injury risk.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be just outside the top 50. But, if I'm drafting in the 40s and there's no more point guards left, I'll still take him.
Does that mean Zach LaVine is in the 50s to 60s or something like that?
Yeah, a little bit farther down just because of the assists. You know, it's his stat line is easier to find.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't entirely trust that field goal percent.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know if I do either, but if he shoots 49.5% and hits 2.4 threes a game, I mean, that's going to be absurdity.
Yeah, that's a kind of scream sample size to me. Yeah. But I don't know, maybe. I mean, that team has got so many weapons now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, if the shots are open, then yeah, any NBA shooter should be shooting well.
Yeah. So there you go. Slim only looked half stupid. Pretty impressive that you got one of those right, though. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, nice. Golf I feel good clap. About that.
Golf clap. All right, we've got to wrap up pretty quick here. Four games tonight. Hornets at the Nets. Miami goes at New Orleans. Play all your heat there. Rockets at OKC. And Memphis goes at the Lakers. What are you watching for tonight?
Oh, I guess that Houston-OKC game's the best one on.
Probably, but OKC should trounce them.
Yeah, I assume so. Is Brolo going to be back?
Yeah, he played the last game. I think he was only out with, like, the sniffies.
Okay. But I think the biggest question mark is probably Sweet Lou.
Yeah, a lot of people were asking, should they pick up Sweet Lou? And I said no. Byron Scott said that he's going to officially play the youngins a lot.
Yeah, but even 25 minutes off the bench, Sweet Lou could still give you some pretty good numbers.
Yeah, I mean, he could be okay, but I don't think we can expect a 30-point game.
No, and him versus Tony Douglas, I mean, we're still assuming Norris Cole's out. I think I'm sticking with Douglas.
Yeah.
He's been good these past couple games.
Yeah. Yeah,
I saw you said you streamed him the other day. I did too on Sunday.
Yeah, I streamed Extra E Tony with no Norris Cole. What do you make of Omer Asik with no Brow and Ryan Anderson's a little banged up?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Let's see. What are they going to do in this game? I guess they start him, even though Whiteside's going to come off the bench.
They got to play some center. They don't have any other centers.
Dude. Yeah, they don't really have a choice. Is Ryan Anderson back yet?
He got hurt yesterday. I don't know if he's projected to play today. What about Ajinsa? Isn't he hurt too?
Yeah, I think he's down too.
I mean,
there should be tons of minutes. How good those minutes are is kind of up in the air.
Yeah, he might shoot 2 of 10 free throws.
Yep, there's that. I mean, and he's, you know, even in 30 minutes, he'll probably only give you one block.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're streaming him for the boards. That's probably about it.
Mm. Oh, Ajinsa is healthy right now. That's it. So he should play a little bit. Ryan Anderson, however, is not. I think he had a groin. Oh, Gentry did not dismiss the possibility that Ryan Anderson could be shut down for the season.
Ooh.
Yeah. He's already listed as out.
Okay. My 250 league I'm going against, they have him.
Nice.
That's a score.
Yeah, no, nice.
30 points tonight.
Yeah,
top 10 scores.
Yeah, Curry, Harden, Durant, Cousins, Lillard, LeBron, Brown, DeRozan, Westbrook, and Paul George are your top 10 scorers. Who do you got?
Oh, yeah. That was supposed to help. I don't think Jeremy Lin's going to back it up.
Well, he's still only at 29.
Isn't Rondae Hollis-Jefferson supposed to play?
Yeah, yeah, pick him for 30.
I don't think I could pick him for 30 minutes either. Oh, yeah, this is a tough one. I don't really see it.
Yeah, yeah, this one's bad.
Who could get stupid hot?
You know what? I'm going with who we just talked about, Drew Holiday.
Okay, not bad. Not a whole lot of other choices out there.
I know, that's why I swept in there real quick.
I'll go with maybe... I am so not picking Bobo. Thaddeus just doesn't get enough shots up.
Yeah, he's one of those. He'll definitely score 18 to 20, but...
All right, hopefully this game is close. I'll take Dwayne Wade.
All right. We're taking both the oft-injured guards in that game.
Yeah, I've got 10 years on you, though.
Hey, it's like real life.
It is.
You know how much I care about the 30-point challenge board?
I don't care who does what to your Hershey Highway.
All right. I assume you've conceded.
Yes.
All right. I guess I'll prepare my victory speech.
Good.
One-word answers.
Why not?
Oh, two words. All right. So,
you're a fucking choir boy compared to me. A choir boy!
Yeah, you're probably the only one that would say that.
Negative.
Oh.
That got derailed quickly.
Come on, I don't know where to go. I should. If I had the list in front of me, it would probably help.
Yeah, it's tough because there was an Arnold board I saw once where it had, like, chains made for you. So you could be like...
Good morning. How are you? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, it had, like, responses all set up. This one just has buttons to pick. But it's almost more fun that way because, you know, it's unprepared like we are for this podcast.
It's not entirely accurate. I've got like 100 words written down here.
Oh man, which I spent endless hours putting together.
Yeah, there might be one or two grammatical errors here.
So you know what, Slim, we're gonna wrap the show there. And to the comments, I hope this was a little better. Do you think people will like this one a little bit more?
Man, tough call.
I don't know. We both got up a little late today.
Yeah. That first text this morning, I was sound asleep.
But you know what? We're only doing the morning podcast, a couple more shows.
You should announce it.
Yeah. Then we're going to record in the afternoons where we're both more awake. We both may or may not have had a few alcoholic beverages. And that's when the podcasts get a little bit more saucy.
All right. I actually get to see what happened the night before.
Yeah, exactly. You're not just waking up to my notes.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I will miss these mornings.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of fun to wake up and talk basketball. It wakes me up.
When we're done with these, like, my heart's pounding. I'm all ready to go for the day.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, I got my coffee, got this ready, and I'm ready for the day too. So now I got to go back to just normal mornings where I guess I make coffee and play some video games. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do in the morning anymore.
You mean you don't prepare for work?
There's the dumbest comment of the show. All right, we're going to wrap there. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks again to No Halftime and Slid. I'll catch you on Thursday.
Yes, sir.